Report. My name is Eric Francis, here with some information about the 2015 Mercury retrograde in Gemini. Gemini in your chart is the 12th house, 12th solar house if you are Cancer Sun, 12th house by whole signs if you are Cancer Rising. So for our purposes, they're the same thing. The simplified, clarified tarot spread we're using has Mercury in the 12th, rather Gemini and Mercury in the 12th place, the one right before your sign. And that is an interesting zone in the horoscope because it is all about your inner life, basically your deep, deep inner life, and also your imagination, your dreams, the side of your consciousness that you do not necessarily put forward, but that you sort of carry around with you all the time. And I've always thought that it was a good placement for Gemini to be in the 12th house, since it illustrates clearly the kind of polarized nature, the polarized nature of the 12th house, dualism, that's the word. And that is the essence of the 12th house, has a kind of a dualistic nature, kind of nature where it's really always asking or presenting you with what is true and what is not. The 12th house is the house of dreams. It is the house where you can have this profound experience that seems absolutely real, with its whole own internally manifest kind of branch of logic, and then turns out, well, it's not exactly real. It's some other kind of reality. So the 12th house is that other kind of reality. And as such, it is about direct spiritual experiences, clairvoyant experiences, contact with your ancestors, as well as your inner life in its most vivid form, that is to say dreams, your imagination, meditation experiences that you might have, creative process that is often expressed in other ways, and then experiences that you have that are based on your use of any potential substance. Entheogenic substance, even alcohol, can get you into a 12th house state. So a 12th house state is where you are having some form of experience of yourself that you can then turn around and say, wow, was that real? So for example, it can include those profound, awesome sexual experiences that happen every time where you wake up the next morning and the whole thing seems like a dream. They can include actual dreams where it seems absolutely vivid and then you wake up thinking, how is it possible that that wasn't real? And in a more sublime sense, there is the ongoing choice you have about who you are and how you present yourself to the world, and the inner logic of your own mind and your own consciousness and where it meets the logic of the world around you. We all know there is a little discrepancy there. One last thing about the 12th house is that it can represent your fears. And this is likely to be a theme with Mars and Mercury involved, and also with a planet very closely related to your sign, a sign very closely related to your sign, that being Pisces, is directly involved. We'll get to that in a moment. So let's start with this concept of sorting out what is real and what is not. What is truth and what is fantasy? I would say that that is a dominant, if not the leading theme of this Mercury retrograde for you. What is true? What is not? What is real? What is not? What is fact? What is fiction? What is fantasy? And what is reality? And discovering that the difference between these things is subtler than you may have thought. You may have for a while been of the belief that there is such a thing as absolute truth, that ultimately everything can be either verified or not, proven or not. And what you may be discovering in the course of this Mercury retrograde is that there is...